The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hey everyone, Ellen Wells here with the Just Veggies podcast. I am also author of the Just Veggies blog that you can find right here at plantersplace.com. I hope you are doing well, and I hope you are ready to listen to... Basically, this is my bonus material from the four previous podcasts that I did on mushroom growing. In fact, DIY mushroom growing. And those four previous episodes, you can find them in the log here, but you can also read them on the Planter's Place Just Veggies blog that I posted back in March and April of 2022. And those four episodes are basically substrate acquisition, inoculation, spawn run, although that does sound like a horror movie, doesn't it? Spawn run. And the fourth one was called production. This one is about harvesting. So the big question is, and I was a little iffy about it, did I harvest? Was I going to harvest anything from this pre-inoculated mushroom log that I purchased? I'll say it. I purchased it earlier this year after taking a class about how to do it. And the answer is yes, I did harvest some mushrooms. Around about early June, I noticed one small pancake-sized shiitake mushroom growing from my inoculated log. Now, that it surprised me. Its presence was a total surprise because my mushroom log had not been inoculated for more than a few months. The instructor had been telling us that logs take 6 to 18 months to produce their first harvest. So just, you know, a few months later to have one mushroom, I was quite surprised, pleasantly surprised. I was expecting a harvest in the fall. Typically when I see the edible mushrooms popping up in the woods around my home. Lo and behold, I have one mushroom. But I do not consider this random single mushroom to be a harvest. Not at all. It was just a preview of what was to come. And before I get to that, let me explain what happened earlier this summer in July. It got super hot. Super hot. July presented not only record days of consecutive temperatures over 85 or something like that. It was hot. Well, in New England standards, it was hot. It was also a time of prolonged drought. In fact, the portion of Massachusetts where I live was officially labeled as being in severe drought. We had no appreciable rain for 5 weeks or more. I think it was more. It certainly did feel like it was longer than 5 weeks. And by appreciable rain, you know, it was a little misty in a morning here and there. And we did have about 10 minutes of rain one afternoon. But that was it for way over a month. What does this have to do with my mushroom harvesting? You may or may not recall that my mushroom class instructor was advising us to soak the inoculated logs when prolonged heat and dry weather occurred. Well, that's exactly what happened. We had prolonged heat and dry weather. He was fully expecting us to meet this requirement around about August, because that's usually when this area gets hot and dry. But 2022 brought that dry and hot conditions a lot sooner. So, soaking a log, it's easy if you have a kiddie pool, or a short log, or an empty raised garden bed, or something like that, where you can fill it up with water and just put your log in there and let it soak for 24 hours. 12 to 24 hours, really. Well, I did not have that. We had trashed our kiddie pool, and our wheelbarrow was just way too short. Anything that could hold a fair amount of water, I just couldn't find anything. And then we decided, hey, we have a fairly big cooler, so let's take the beverages out of it and fill it up with water. And we set the log in there on a diagonal. About two-thirds of that log could be submerged at a time. And that's fine. We just turned it over and let the other half, or other third, soak for another 24 hours. So it was basically a double dunking. We certainly had a moist log after that, and we weren't too worried about it drying out for several more weeks. So you also may recall, or may not recall, that the instructor had mentioned the log is often triggered into production by the time it spends soaking. The thought of keeping an eye out for mushrooms on the log occurred to me, kinda, sorta, it was in the back of my mind. And then maybe 3 days afterward, I was like, oh yeah, I should go check my mushroom log. Lo and behold, mushrooms were popping out up and down the length of that log. Very, very exciting. I may have exclaimed and scared the dog. About 5 days after soaking, or pulling it out of the soak, I harvested about half a pound of mushrooms. And it was just incredible. They came in all different sizes, all different stages of growth. I just decided to harvest them all at once. And I had posted about how you know when to harvest a mushroom in a previous edition of this. But just as a recap, the mushrooms, the little heads, they will be slightly curved in. And as soon as you can see the gills open up, that's when you can harvest them. So as the top cap, that's what it's called, as the mushroom cap kind of opens up and flares out, harvest it at any time. As long as it's not dry and brittle, you should be fine. So, like I said, I harvested about a half pound 5 days after giving it a soak. And they were fairly clean. We just brushed them off, especially ends. Of course, when you cook the mushrooms, you take the ends off because they're too woody. And you just keep the caps. Anyway, so harvested them, patted them off, put them in a dry paper bag, kept them in the fridge for a few days until we decided to make probably the most wonderful, wonderfully flavored mushroom risotto that I have ever had. It was just superb. And, you know, the instructor said that you can taste a difference between commercially grown shiitakes and shiitakes grown on an actual log. I am not done with the surprises, because about 2 weeks later, I found another four mushrooms that had, you know, not been there at all when I harvested a few weeks earlier. And because I hadn't really been expecting them, I wasn't looking for them, and they were a little bit old and crusty when I harvested them. So, you'll recall, I just said, as long as they're not old and crusty, you can use them. Well, I'm a Yankee at heart. I'm old and crusty, and I use these old and crusty mushrooms. What I did was I soaked the mushrooms in hot water. That loosens them up. It also makes a nice mushroom stock. So when they were done soaking in hot water for several hours, I poured off the liquid, put that in a container, and put it in my freezer. Middle of winter comes along, I will want to make a mushroom soup or something like that. I will use this flavorful mushroom stock for that soup. I also then took those mushrooms that had now gotten nice and moist and soaky. I cut them into strips, and I put them into the oven at 400-ish, a little bit of olive oil and salt and pepper, and I roasted them for a little bit, and then I used them as toppings for a homemade pizza. So, they were beautiful, they were wonderful, they had gotten nice and juicy, and then with the roasting, the flavors really came out. And that is great. I was so happy that I found those. I got an extra meal out of it. Now, here's the thing. You might recall that I also said commercial growers of mushrooms will soak their logs intentionally every 6 to 8 weeks. and that produces a routine, predictable crop for them. And I figure if my log has not produced more mushrooms by the end of September or middle of September, I'm going to stick that log back into my cooler and see what happens. So I'll keep you updated on that. I might have bonus mushroom material for months to come. How exciting, right? Well, thank you once again for sticking around and listening to me talk about mushrooms. I hope your mushroom growing, if it has not yet begun, is going well. Until then, see you later.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.